plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
One, there we go.
Cool. Okay, here we are.
April recap. Is this working? Can people hear us?
Let us know.
Let us know in the chat before we get too far into it. Yes, they're saying, Matthew's saying new chairs.
Yep. Little...
Yeah.
Decided, we sit in these chairs often enough that it would be nice to actually sit in comfortable ones. So I bought chairs.
How do you all like the chairs? You did great, Rich. They are very mighty comfy.
Yes.
I'm trying to do. Where's the lean back thing function?
Right hand side.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh. Welcome back to another live. There we go. But everybody can hear us, right? Okay, yeah, they can hear.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Okay, sweet. Deal says, hi, discovered you guys this month thanks to Bookborn. I've been really enjoying the content. That's awesome. Oh, great.
Thanks.
A fan of Bookborn is an admirer.
It's a fan of us.
We are admiring you then if you like Bookborn. So that's awesome. Classy. Samuel says, classy, they look cool. Alex says they seem like good reading chairs, which that's part of why you got them, right, Rich? You want to give the background?
That's like half the reason. A big reason about this room is like this is my library, and it felt like such a shame that the chairs were so uncomfortable that I would never read in my own library. So I bought chairs that could be studio and reading chairs because there's not much else room in this tiny-ass room.
Do be careful, though, with the chairs, because Matthew said early sock reveal. You got to make sure to keep those babies down.
Oh, darn.
You notice how my legs are nice and intertwined below me right now, just so they can't see. What's up, Philip Booknerds? What's up, everybody? Hey, Samwise. What's going on? And then Wolf says, are we going to get any comments on Dead House Games? Okay. Here's what we will be doing. For our recaps, we give what did we read last month. So we're going to go over all the books we read, what our TBR will be. We'll answer questions. Open boxes, as you can see with the new table Rich got. We could display everything now.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty inventive of you, actually. So we'll be going through that.
Using tables as tables should.
Now you two have to wear pants. No, I do not. I can go nice and bare.
His wife has normally great taste in fashion, but for some reason she dresses him in two short shorts. I don't think she understands that men need to wear slightly longer shorts than what she's giving him.
You know, I do what I'm told.
That's how you got this far.
It's how we got this far in the pod, yeah.
Good soldiers follow orders.
All right, so we'll give a couple more seconds for people to come in, and then we will go ahead and Levy says, awesome, next week our lawyer says we need to wear pants. we start getting lawsuits like, I never want to see that again. Okay, now, do you want to start getting into what we read in April? And
sure.
We can get back to some questions and go from there. Jared says they could be shorter shorts. Thank you, Jared. That's why I love Jared, because he understands. All right. So what did you read for the month of April, Rich? How many books did you read? And then you want to say what they were, maybe star rating, general thought, like quick thoughts, except for our book club one.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So I read 5 books this month. If you include today and yesterday, which is the beginning of May, I read another one, but include it for the month of May. I read The Anxious Generation, Project Hail Mary, Ashes of Man, The Shadow of the Torturer, and The Winter King.
Awesome. And Winter King was our book club book.
Yep.
Yes.
So I'll keep my thoughts on that one for Patreon exclusive for now until the review comes out. As for Anxious Generation, really enjoyed it. Didn't say anything that I didn't already kind of inherently know, but it was good to have it said in those words. It was well thought out and good arguments for things I kind of intuitively knew. So I enjoyed it. It'll provide some interesting conversation. Project Hail Mary, as people know, like we had that review. Yeah, Project Hail Mary is a masterpiece, right? I mean,
I loved it.
Am I wrong? I mean,
it's incredible. It's so great.
An amazing book. Yep. It's one of my favorite books ever, and I reread it, I believe, for the third time. Something like that. I loved it. Great. I listened to the audiobook this time instead of physically reading it, which I'd normally do before. Then Ashes of Man. Oh, boy. Whoo! Stuff happened. It's non-spoilerly, but stuff happens, and I enjoyed myself. I don't know if it is my favorite. Like, it's better than Empire Silence, but not as good as some of the others. So it's like, I don't know. Sun Eater is one of those things, if you try and rank it, you sound like you're being negative, and it's like, no, it's the worst of the best books I've ever read, which, they're high bars. Rakio sets a very high bar. Anyway, I'm really excited to read Disquiet Gods, though.
You're reading Dregs right now, right?
I already finished Dregs.
Oh, you finished Dregs. Oh, yes. Is it a quick... It's novella, right?
Yeah, but okay. I just was reading for a while.
Oh,
like, I just read yesterday and today and just barreled through because I was having a great time.
Oh.
So far, best novella.
Okay. Even better than Ashes of Man?
That's the only other novella from...
Okay, that's like saying one of us is the best host. There's only two of us. It's not that hard.
It's not a big competition.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I read Dregs of Empire. Good book. Good. Yep. I really enjoyed it. I understand all the references this time for the book, or at least many of them, and kind of what Rocky is kind of riffing on. But really great. So super excited for Disquiet Gods.
A couple people talking about the Project Hail Mary book that you just pitched there. A Spoon Saying made me cry, and hopefully reading saying, is Project Hail Mary worth reading after The Martian?
100%. Project Hail Mary is better than Martian, and I love The Martian. So, like, 100%. Read it.
Bryce asks, do you guys do a book of the month? What is a book of the month? Is that our favorite of the month? How would you do that? So let us know what you mean by that, Bryce. Is that what you think it means, Rich, or we can wait till he responds? But also want to answer this question. Crispy says, hey, Rich and Aust, big fan. Two main questions. One, are you planning to read Robin Hobb in the future? Please do. She's the best at character work. And two, have you started Clash of Kings?
So, to the first point, I have read the first two books from Robin Hobb. I may not have finished the second book. First Assassin's Apprentice and then Assassin's Quest, I think. I haven't finished it. That was like 3 years ago. I do want to pick it back up, but we got a lot of stuff on our plates right now, so I don't know. One of the things on our plates is your second question, Clash of Kings. I have not started it yet. Mm-hmm. I want to see if I can push it back another month.
Come on!
I would be
Come
real
on.
Happy.
I would not.
Can we like make this a whole...
Yeah, one a month. I'll give you that. So we'll start the next one this month.
The next month. Like, every other month, maybe.
All right. Well.
Oh, lastly, Red Shadow of the Torturer, which...
Oh, yes.
I feel dumb reading the book of, I've been reading entertainment this entire time, and now I have read art. If you haven't caught our live stream on Talking Stories channel with Rakio and so many others... Samwise included, I see him in the chat here. Yep. He was there as well. Check it out. That was one of my favorite ways to consume that book. It feels like a book that was made to be read with others. Because if you're reading by yourself, like, you're probably gonna miss everything. And I really, really enjoyed that discussion.
Yeah, the discussion elevated the experience for sure.
100%.
And so Bryce says, yeah, your favorite of the month. Your favorite of the month would be Project Hail Mary, I assume. That was a reread, though.
That's my favorite book, like one of my favorite books I've read.
Yeah.
However, I would probably have to say, like, most transformative would probably be Shadow of the Torturer. You know what I mean?
So
like, it's so different. It feels like I've unlocked. That's the next level of my reading journey. Is like reading that and going, oh, it feels like the clouds have parted and I can see for the first time.
Yeah, that's definitely a you thing. Yep. Yep. That I knew you'd say that. It's like you read a classic and you're like, oh, let me exude. Like, you feel like you have something to strive for now. Because yes. You read all the stuff and you go, I'm used to this. That actually broke your glass ceiling of like, oh, I think I understand this.
It's books. But the main thing is, I don't understand a lot of it, exactly, and it's now a challenge. I'm having, that's the fun of it. I'm like, ooh, another book to like sink my teeth into and really learn about. I love Project Hail Mary, but when I finished, I understood it all. Every part of it. And I'm happy. I was entertained thoroughly. I cried. But sometimes we want education, sometimes we want art.
It's been a while since something has elevated to where you feel like you understand books and go, oh, yeah, I get this hobby. And now something was just introduced to you that you went, oh, what is that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that, gotcha. Samuel's asking, Austin, do you ever plan on reading the Lightbringer series? I have, but Rich bummed me out, says that it doesn't end well, so I'm not inclined to read it right away because you say it doesn't end well. So yeah, I'm a little reluctant to start.
Oh, God. You would love book one, though. Book one is totally your book. If you want the twist and turn plot, love, like, you have no idea where it's going next.
Yeah.
With great characters, like, that is the story. It's... The plot's great.
Okay.
It was one of the book series I binged, because I had to read the next book. But yeah, the ending is disappointing.
That sucks.
It has one of the best antagonists that I've ever read, period. I know. It's a real mixed bag.
That is a mixed bag. Okay. Honestly, it gives me a little bit of my feelings of Stormlight. I think it's peak for a lot. I loved 1, 2, 3, and then you know how I feel about ending. So maybe you'll give that.
Maybe if I temper your expectations enough.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it up to the right point, and maybe you'll appreciate the ending for what it is and not what I was expecting.
Okay. Because people are saying the plot slaps. People are singing its praises down here.
Oh, yeah.
Albimus says, are you guys planning on continuing Warlord Chronicles Winter King? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the Winter King, which is the last book, that is for our book club, which we'll be doing on our Patreon right after this live. So we're going to hold off on any Winter King thoughts until we talk with patrons. So those were the books you read this month.
Yep. What did you read?
I read, let me pull it up. Okay. This month, I read 7 books. This was a great reading month for me. I technically read 9 books, if you include these two guys. All My Friends Are Dead and All My Friends Are Still Dead. I saw them in Barnes & Noble. Our friend Dom was in town, and they're picture books, pretty much. So we don't count those, but if we could, it would be nice. So I read... I read 7 books this month, and in order of how I read them, I read The Inevitable Ruin, which we did a pod on that. That's a Dungeon Crawler book 7. That was good. Good book.
Did I completely miss that one?
No, I read it last month.
Yeah, I read it a week after you.
So yeah, it. So I read This Inevitable Ruin, Matt Dinneman. Good. On par with general Dungeon Crawler stuff. I'm looking forward to the next one. Wasn't my favorite. Then we have Project Hail Mary. Know our thoughts on that. The review came out. Loved it. 5 stars for me. Then, 6 books. I read 6 books because On Fairy Stories wasn't a book, but we did an essay on Fairy Stories. But Ash is a Man, Christopher Rocchio.
Yep.
Our review of that's also coming out. Always delivers. Deadhouse Gates, Malazan Book 2. And yeah, we'll be continuing our Malazan journey. That was a little surprise hidden. Rich had me throw a Malazan book in there.
Which I do want to say, so from our TBR post for the month of April, Rage of Dragons is on there. I made the executive decision of hot swapping, of like taking out Rage of Dragons and adding in Deadhouse Gates for Austin.
Yes, you did.
So... You're welcome to Malazan fans out there, and I'm sorry to Rage of Dragon fans. That'll have to wait some more months.
We will be reviewing Malazan Book 2, and yes, we will be doing all 10 of the books now. Mm-hmm. Because to hint, I was much more positive in Book 2 than Book 1. I did not like Book 1. I do like Book 2. So then also read The Shadow of the Torturer, that live you're talking about with Talking Story. And John, Jacob, they did a great job of hosting and helping us understand that book a lot more. That will be a fascinating review, more so because the conversation we had, we're just going to steal everything from that and go, oh, here's what we learned from others. And then lastly, The Winter King for the Patreon Book Club. And I'll keep thoughts away, other than we will be reviewing that trilogy on the channel as well. So if you want to start reading along with that. Oh, no. Oh, I put my foot up. Hopefully they didn't see. But that's all the ones I read for this month. This was I did not like anything this month.
Yeah, no.
All a solid month.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't complain.
So that's what we read last month. Now, what do you want to read next month, Rich? What do you want to be on the May TBR?
Jointly, I mean, I think what we will, so I want to go a little bit like 50-50 nonfiction, 50 sci-fi fantasy. I would like to put, of course, Sun Eater, Disquiet Gods. I want that next month. Just like,
I want to finish
Sun Eater. We're so close. We're so close to up to the end. So like,
okay,
I would like to read that. Possibly continue one of the other books that we have on our list, but then
we have from the classic section we're doing with Q and patrons there, Monte Cristo.
We're also doing Monte Cristo,
Count of Monte Cristo. Yeah,
so those two books. That. I will be reading here. I'll grab them off my shelf.
Awesome. While you're grabbing those, if anybody has questions about what books you want us to throw onto the TBR, because so far we've got Monte Cristo. We've got Disquiet Gods to finish up Sun Eater before the last book comes out in November, and possibly throw in continuing another series, but also want to start or maybe get a standalone in there as well. I'm seeing Lord Coffee saying Memories of Ice. Yes, people are saying Memories of Ice, which would make sense to continue in Malazan. I'm seeing some people asking us, when do we want to continue
Greenbone? I'm reading Greenbone. This book.
Oh, yes.
Carl von Clausewitz on War. This will take me a while.
How many pages is that?
Not that many, in all honesty.
How many?
Not including appendices and things.
Yeah.
$6.36.
Oh.
Not that bad.
That's not horrible, but it's pretty small text.
Pretty small text, but yeah. I've been wanting to read this for a while.
Going nonfiction.
Yeah, I also have another book on American identity and all this stuff, so it's somewhere on my shelf. Cool. What do you want to read this month?
You know, okay, so we got to do our Monte Cristo. We got to continue with Sun Eater. I don't know what to commit to other than I kind of want to get a little bit of... I've been reading a lot of serious stuff. I want to get whimsy again. I want a Discworld in there. I also kind of just want to pick up a... I don't know how much I want to set the TBR this month and go reading all these, more so of whatever you're feeling. Mm-hmm. I want a feel book. I want something that... there's a couple I got on the bookstore at a bookstore last month that nobody's talked about. I'm just curious. I'm going, oh, that's a quick 300-page book that I was hooked by the blurb, and I might just read one of those and then tell you about it, be like, hey, is it worth it to do a review or not? So I might just do a sneaky book reader. So we have a couple people. We have a lot of people asking us about Greenbone. Any thoughts on that? Of continuing with Jade Legacy, I believe. Jade War Legacy is the second one.
I would like to continue, but I don't know if it's my first on the list to continue.
Yeah,
because there's a bunch of other series that we want to finish.
Yeah,
Of course, Malazan being on the top there. Beyond that, there's we have Game of Thrones
Abercrombie.
We're finish Abercrombie. Then again, I'm ahead of you for that, but I would like to continue Abercrombie's books.
Catch up then, yeah.
There's a couple others. I'm honest, Winter King, that whole series. So, top of the list is Ken Liu.
Oh yeah, are you just saying that in case Orcish is here? Just to tease him a little bit.
I should.
We've been saying we're going to read that for
a year?
A year and a half at this point. You can't do that to him.
I would like to read it, though. I've been wanting to.
There are things we like to do, and there's things we actually do. Now, what is that going to be? is that going to be, I'd like to do that? Or because that would be, what is Dandelion Dynasty? Book two is what?
Wall of Storm?
Is that it? Wall of Storms? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, Q's saying, yep, it is Dandelion Dynasty. We have Jacob say, Richard read Of Darkness and Light, or he wants you to read Of Darkness and Light.
What's that one?
I don't know. Jacob, what is that one? Yeah, it sounds familiar.
By the way, we got a package from Jared Henderson, the man himself.
We're going to start. Let's do some package openings.
All right.
Here we go. This is from Jared?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him in the chat there. Say hi, Jared.
If he's still here.
If he's still here.
Let us see. It's a tome of Wheel of Time. That is a chonker package right there.
Oh, my God. It's massive. Some people send us one book or two. This is...
Okay.
Austin, number one.
Okay. Wow.
We have a host of books.
Is he calling me number one, or is he just... That's the first of the...
Richard, number one.
Okay, no. Now, how many... Do you want to pull out the other ones in there, stack them on top of each other, or just do one at a time?
One at a time.
Okay. All right. I hope he's here. But, oh, yeah, he is here. He says, wait. Jared says, read the PDF I sent. There's an order to this. Okay, yeah. Dig in there. See what else is in the box.
We're reading it in order.
Hopefully there's a...
Or we're opening them in order.
So an ASMR appreciator here. There'll be some packaging up on opening.
PDF.
Is there a PDF in there?
Okay.
Remember the letter. Is it in the number one, Jared? Is that
no?
Is that
it's probably in an email.
Oh,
I read our DMs though, so I was looking.
Oh, it's on Discord. Okay, yeah, pull up that the Discord DM. We'll hold off on this.
Send me the letter via Discord. Oh yeah.
Okay, sweet.
That was in this one. Let me see here. Where are that? There it is.
Okay.
You want to read it off?
Oh, sure. Sure thing. Here we go. Okay. This is from Jared, and he says, Dear Rich and Austin, I have become concerned. Where's this going? I've become concerned with the quality of books you read. Example, Fourth Wing, Wind and Truth, Red Rising. Okay, that's uncalled for. So I've sent you some better books. Try reading something good for a change, though keep reading Sun Eater, that's good. There are three books for each of you. Open the packages in order. There's a number on the wrapping to keep it nice and simple. Thank you. Consider this some friendly advice from your older, wiser, and more successful friend, which we can't even debate that. That's the worst part. He's dangling in front of our faces. You know what? I can't even say touche. Let's open this. Now, I'm curious, did he get us each the same book, or did he
Let's do yours first.
We could do same time.
Okay, same time.
It might be the same book. Let's see. All right. Yeah, and that's right. Yeah, Hubert saying Red Rising Catching Strays. Uncalled for. Uncalled for. Okay. It's like Christmas.
I know. Ursula K. Le Guin, The Dispossessed, the 50th anniversary edition.
Sweet.
Look at that. I am always down for some more Ursula K. Le Guin.
Late the Heaven was good. Yeah, that was intro.
That was a great time. Yeah. And, I'm excited.
You know what? One of these books,
we
one
should
of the ones
pick
he's
one,
having,
of, one
just
of these
do this
books
for the month.
For month.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we will pick, Jared, we'll pick one of these for the month. That is sweet.
All right.
Okay, it's about anarchism and capitalism, individual and collectivism, ambitious for the quest to bridge the ideological chasm separating two worlds. I'm already interested. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, this is number two.
Number two. Here we go.
So that was The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. This one is... I have not heard of.
Ooh.
Have you heard of this?
Wait, we got the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. Ian M. Banks' Use of Weapons, a culture novel.
What?
The man known as Sheridanine Zagalwe was one of the special circumstance foremost agents changing the destiny of planets to suit the culture through the intrigue, dirty tricks, and military action. The woman known as Dizit Sima had plucked him from obscurity and pushed him toward his present eminence. Wow. But despite all their dealings, she did not know him well as she thought. The drone known as Skiffin whatever, knew both of these people. He had once saved the woman's life by massacring her attackers in a particularly bloody manner. It believed the man to be a burnt-out case, but not even its machine intelligence could see the horrors in his past. Ferociously intelligent, both witty and horrific, use of weapons is a masterpiece of science fiction.
Wow. This is... Okay, now...
I love about this is it's a book I've heard nothing about.
Me either.
No one's ever recommended it. And it comes from Jared.
Very much appreciated.
Currently at the top of the list of to read this month.
That above Ursula K. Le Guin, that trumps it for you?
Yeah, just because new, fresh.
Okay.
Something new.
So, right. You know, when you look at the cover, too, it doesn't seem sci-fi at first, but then when you look at it again, it does.
Yeah.
So it looked military or historical fiction for a second, mm-hmm. but yet, science fiction. Cool. Very cool. Okay.
Number three.
Here we go. Scott says, baby Ramblers.
Yes, I know. We're young. I get it. We haven't heard it all.
Here we go.
What'd you get?
I got... Oh, are they different books?
I don't know.
Is mine
so?
Mine's thicker. Oh. Yay.
The Fires of Heaven, book 5, Wheel of Time.
Thanks. Woo! An avocado. Yeah.
You actually may like
no, book don't, 5. Don't.
Say, you may.
Nope.
You may.
None
who
of
knows?
That. None of that.
If you let bitterness leave your heart,
you know
if
what's
you
hilarious?
Just excise the poison.
You know what's hilarious?
What?
He gave me the one where it's soon to be an original series on Prime Video, the permanent sticker that nobody likes on books.
You're going to complain about a free book?
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh.
look at the copy. It's the only thing worse is if you have the show Rand on the cover as well.
I think mine is equally as funny. Naomi Zack, Democracy, a very short introduction.
Well, is it supporting or opposing democracy?
That's the question.
Depends if you'll like it or not.
I need to start reading some more books on monarchy. That'd be fun for me. The concept of democracy means that those governed, the demos, have a say in the government. However, different conceptions of democracy have left many groups and individuals out. In this very short introduction, Naomi Zack provides a descriptive philosophical distinction between conceptions considering different instances of democracy and using the concept and discussing normative ideals of democracy that claim to express what it really is. Zack explores existing forms of democratic governments and considers the traditional and alternative historical approaches to democracy. God, this text is hard for me to read. That is... hurting my ADHD. While analyzing ideas about democracy from leading social and political thinkers, Jesus, from Plato to Rawls. I will say, I'll read this. I will read this in the end.
Can I see that one?
Yeah. Huh? I'm reading that one. That one looks fun.
Okay. Yeah, very short book. Neat. I'm curious what your take will be. Book review, democracy, spoilers free, and spoiler review from it.
Spoilers, it sucks.
It would be a bit ironic if you just did that video alone. You took control of that one, you know.
So, that could be just a me video.
That could be. Here's what I think.
Oh no, me ranting about the evils of democracy for an hour and a half.
Were those the three books?
Those were the three books.
Jared,
thank you very much,
from the
Jared.
Bottom of my heart for two of these books. That was so thoughtful twice. Two of these were awesome.
Does that mean Jared likes me more? He gave me three genuinely good books.
Yeah, it does. I think that does
I
mean
think
the
so.
Case. That,
yeah.
that is the case. But on top of that, I think the...
Thanks, Jared.
Yeah. The democracy one, though, maybe he thinks that you won't like it. I don't know. Maybe
it is. It's the jab. It's the joke.
It's the jab.
I get it.
However,
but also interesting.
It's
to
still
me.
Up your alley. Yeah.
Yes, I will still read it.
There's almost no way I'm reading that book unless I'm out of fantasy books to read. I will come crawling back
one of these days. The vile bitterness that has captured your soul will leak away, and you'll come to Rand with fresh eyes of a farm boy.
Oh,
and you'll appreciate the story for what it is.
You know, maybe if I read... Oh my God, imagine reading that after Shadow of the Torturer.
Yeah.
How much, one, you could appreciate, okay, I understand this.
There's that.
But on the other hand, it's a very different read.
What it is, it's classic fantasy of, like,
yeah, it adventure. Is classic, through and through.
It's, yeah, no, you read a lot of good classic books, and you go, like, you read The Hobbit, and you go, yeah, I get it. I love it.
It's a Hobbit, yeah.
But it's classic for a reason. Same thing with Wheel of Time.
Timeless.
Anyway.
Well, one of those is timeless, but yes. Francesca says, maybe it's Austin's reaction to being messed with are too satisfying to pass up. And we have this person saying, the way Richard phrased that made it sound like Fires of Heavens ain't good, LMAO.
No, I really like it. I just know how much he hates. Like, there was a deep hatred born the day he was forced to read.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Eye of the world. And it just grew.
It was only caused by, you know, the book itself, the waste of time, Bland Al Boer, and his fellowship of not things, you know, all lame, all bad, but maybe one
it's
day I'll read book five.
That attitude that I'm like, no matter how good the book is, he's gone. He's a lost cause.
Hey, I was saying the same thing about Empire of Silence when I didn't like that, but then it won me over. Can book five win me over? You'll never find out.
I don't.
I will be, you know, we'll see. Malazan won me over. See, those good authors win you over sometimes, but then when it comes to Wheel of Time, he says Wheel of Timeless. Okay, that's a good counter. Good counter, Elijah. Okay. Yeah, Wheel of Mid. Good. Good. Yes. Spread it. Bland Al Boer. Spread the word. Spread the good word. Okay.
The lovely thing hearing that is just how ignorant you guys are. That's the wonderful thing about it.
They're on the right side of history.
Sitting here with the knowledge of Randall Thrower being one of the most compelling characters in fantasy ever written. And you guys just don't know, and
you just got to get to book 25.
I pity you guys.
But you just got to
really
keep going.
I really pity you guys.
Hey, we have some Wheel of Time haters in here. I'm liking it. There we go. All right, do you want to pick up the next? Which one are you feeling next? Grasp the best of these.
Okay, so someone sent...
Want to do these? They're first. Sure. Yeah, let's do this. I'm assuming one for each?
I don't know.
Cool.
Maybe.
Let's give it a shot. All right, here we go.
This was sent to us by ZB Steel.
Yes, ZB Steel. Oh, I did know this was coming, I believe. We were in some emails. All right, let's see what we got. Don't want to rip anything too bad. Okay, here we go. And Jared, thank you again. Those are very thoughtful books. Okay,
ooh.
Super. So ZB Steel sent us his indie books, I believe. Two books here. We have An Inkling of Flame, a sweet cover. And then we have Whispers of the Storm. From ZB Steel. And do you want to read the first one off? I'll read the second one off. Go for that.
Yeah, sure.
This shorter part. Or would you call this novella? Oh, yeah, it says novella. Cool.
A song, yeah.
Yeah.
A song of the damned novella. An Inkling of the Flame. Tell me how it happened. Lane was a soldier conscripted to fight under the Fox in a vengeance-fueled match. He and his friends were due for a fated confrontation, one that has ended in blood and lost. Now the Inquisitors want to hear every detail of his conscription, his training, and the duel against the assassin in gray.
And then we have Whispers of Storm, the book one, I believe, where it says, I wasn't always the monster they see me as. Half of the songs they sing are stories of my grandeur. The other half are tales of my misdeeds. The sad truth is that they're all true. So listen to my tale and learn why it all happened. Learn the reason for the war, the reason for all the death. Listen to my tale and listen well. I won't be alive long enough to tell it again. Ooh, good hook. Really good hook, ZV Steel. Awesome. So this is called the Song of the Damned series. Looks very cool, and we put it on the shelf somewhere. Thank you very much for sending that. Okay, I'll pull up some. Let's see. Talking Story John says, you guys have a package from us on the way. Okay, sweet. We'll open that in next month's recap for sure. And we have, okay, yes, Jai Sedai's here just to show some Wheel of Time love. There you go, Randon 90 forever.
Good.
Cupid says, I don't know if you're reading like, okay, they're talking to each other. I won't go ahead and read their whole chat. All right. But ZB Steel, thanks for sending everybody. That is ZB Steel's books.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So we got a box from Broken Binding.
Oh, want to do that?
You didn't buy anything from the account, right?
I did not. No.
Okay.
Are you sure this isn't from, isn't not to you? You have a subscription, right?
I have one, but this is addressed to Tudor Ramble.
Oh, cool.
And I have mine addressed to my place.
Neat. Very neat.
So where's
they sent a thing.
But it's someone, Matthew Holland.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you.
So thank you very much, Matthew.
Or it could just be a Broken Binding box that Matthew put stuff in to send.
That's my thought. Is like Matthew Holland sent it to us.
Right. It would make it's a good packaging. So
would it, that's
that could be the case, right?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Well, we'll see when we open it.
Nope, this is from Broken Binding.
Oh, yeah. They got that good wrapping.
They got that good here.
Look at that wrapping. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Unfurling it so
satisfying. I have to say, I love Broken Binding and everything that they are. They have good customer service, good packaging. They... Just oh, everything about their company is mighty fine.
Coop says all Broken Binding stuff is sent from Matthew Holland, and Jai confirmed that too. So it looks
that'll make sense.
That explains
it. I should have read that on my boxes, but I did not. I don't know who sent it to us then.
Broken Binding must have. Matthew Holland is, I'm guessing.
Somebody sent us something, and I don't know who.
Did it have anybody else's name on there, or just no. Matthew and Broken Binding? Okay, must be from them. All right.
They've never emailed us.
I think they have.
Have they?
I can't remember exactly. We might have been in correspondence at one point with them and some other.
I understand why they don't sponsor us, because at this point, I give them free advertising. I'll sing their praises.
Yep.
They're cool. I give them enough money. God, even if they sponsored us, you understand that it would still be a net negative on the money? I'd
still
give
buy
them more money than they would ever give us in a sponsorship. I just want that to, like, all it would do would offset the cost. They'd still be in the
positive. Be less in the negative.
Ooh. Oh, I am excited for this one.
As you're opening that, Floppy, thank you for the donating. Floppy's asking us our favorite superhero. Mine is Spidey-Man. That's my favorite superhero.
That's correct. That is the correct pick. Yeah, Spider-Man.
Oh, thank you. We agree.
Yes.
Good. Spider-Man's the best.
Right. Woo!
Oh, Michael R. Miller's book.
Michael R. Yes. Miller's Ascendant.
Oh, sick. Very cool.
Look at those sprayed edges.
Which can 100% replace the other one you have, right? Where do you have it? Oh, you moved it on the shelf?
I moved it to my
shelf
right
there.
Of
yes.
Dragon Fantasy stuff.
Sweet. That awesome. Is still on screen, right? Or is it just off screen now?
It is off screen now.
Dang it. Okay, we have to adjust stuff.
Point being, I have read this book. I've actually read the first two. And I do recommend it. I quite enjoyed it. If you're a big fan of How to Train Your Dragon, definitely has that feel. Definitely has a great underdog story. I mean, by the cover, the dragon is blind. So you have, like, just two underdogs kind of coming together and going through life. It's heartwarming. I really enjoy it. Super fun.
That is sick. And check this out. You have very cool side binding. That's the one bad thing about the new camera point of view, reaching in to make sure people can see it. But super cool. Thank you very much. And that is going to be, you have to display it like this, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm going to have it with this sprayed edge.
Like this? Very cool.
Oh, no.
Sweet.
I think the sprayed edge. I'll do something like that.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And that was I guess, Broken Binding, right? Or it could be from Michael R. Miller.
He could.
So thank you either.
Could have sent it.
Yes. And we have another donation. From Floppy just says, follow up, favorite Supreme Court justice, the correct one, whichever is the opinion I agree with when they decide that. He's asking his actual Supreme Court justice, I think, yeah. And then we have Udi, hello, Udi. Austin, I like your goatee. Finally, someone acknowledges I've been growing a beard for 5 months to make this thing show a little
Wait,
bit.
Wait, really?
No. It's hyperbole.
Also, Udi, last time we talked, you didn't have a job. Don't donate if you don't have money. None of that. Keep the money to yourself. Pay for food.
Food is good. Samuel says, Austin, we saw your socks. We're getting rid of that. Nobody saw the socks. You're lying. Want to open this last package?
Yeah.
And then we'll get back into what we're going to be reading, any other updates from the channel. And people, please send in questions. We'll try to answer in between opening this stuff.
This was sent by Victor.
And Katas asks, what's the author's name? It was Michael R. Miller. So Michael R. Miller, it's the Ascendant is book one. What's the series name? Do you remember the series name?
Songs of Chaos.
Songs of Chaos is the series name. And Lord Coffee says, Austin, what's your favorite meme in the Tudor Ramble meme channel? Oh, honestly, it's my favorite meme is the one Coop just sent. He sent one about the gorilla. Yes, what'd you find? What is it?
I'm thinking I'm going to have so one in the box is a Warhammer coin. Already cool.
Cool. Oh, sick. Very sick. Collectible coin.
Okay, these books are... Someone knew how to package things in this one.
So this is Warhammer, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Unless that was just a red
First
herring.
One is... Isaac Asimov's Foundation. Thank you very much.
Sweet.
Actually, I do have a copy of the
Who's
book,
this from?
So you take it.
Thank you. Who's this from?
Victor Velasquez.
Victor. Thank you very much, Victor. We actually have not read Foundation.
I know. I've been meaning to.
And it's foundational to sci-fi, so we should actually read
It's one of my mom's
that.
Favorite series yeah. as well. And the next one is Warhammer 40,000, Hero of the Imperium. I believe, wow. if I'm not mistaken, this will be my first Warhammer book.
Wow. How many are in that series? Isn't it hundreds?
Yeah, I've heard hundreds. Books.
That's a little intimidating.
Also very hard to buy.
Victor, thank you for sending Foundation and that, knowing that we would take a lot longer to get to,
we
to
will,
Warhammer.
This will take a minute.
This will not. This will be quicker. We promise. Wow, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Wow. So thank you to everybody for sending stuff. We had Jared sending the two lovely thoughtful gifts in the third thing, and then we had Michael R. Miller Broke a Binding, ZB Steele, and then Victor sending in Foundation and Warhammer 40K. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
That's opening up some stuff now to get to. Oh, and Coop is explaining this. He's saying it's the Sciophus coin.
Sciophus Kane.
Sciophus Kane books. Okay, sweet.
Hey, Coop, was that the one you were recommending I read first with Warhammer, or was it a different one? I put him in charge of, he gets to pick where I start in Warhammer.
He said nope. So that's TBD. We'll see. We'll find out. Okay. Rich, anything you wanted to bring up as far as updates, reading stuff, things on your mind? Because we have one big update, which we can reveal in a minute, but anything surface level that you have?
Surface level? I don't know. Yeah. I had a good month.
Good.
I mean, I got cool chairs.
Got a new phone?
Oh yeah, I got a phone.
You got
I had one of those like hyper tunneling focus things of
yeah.
I got a phone that basically has a Kindle screen on it, and so it's black and white e-ink smartphone, and I love it.
So you can read on it.
It is so good. Mm-hmm. I now like instead of scrolling social media or being on YouTube, I literally have all my e-books on here, and it's so cool.
How sick is that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, it did come from China, and it's a little funky, so I had to, like, I monitored it for a week. I was monitored, so I plugged it up, and I was just going, I have a DNS app that was just monitoring the logs of, like, hey, where is it sending things out to? Where is it receiving, calling home to? And so I was going through and blocking Chinese sources, and so... I think I got it all. I don't think it's calling home anymore, but I don't know.
As we're looking at the Russian teleprompter we got from the RT News, which shut down in near DC, so we've got all sorts.
There's a letter in our last package.
There is, Mr. Blask. Thank you for sending the $2. Thank you for donating, by the way. There is
it
a letter
under
in the last
cardboard.
Oh.
It, or between the pieces of cardboard.
Oh, this must be Victor then.
I believe
Victor,
so.
Thank you. Oh, he says there's a letter in the last pack. Okay, sweet.
I will read it here. All right. Hey guys, real quick. I know y'all get it often, but I'm really glad I found the channel, and with it, my joy for reading again. Aw. What, now, what's in the box? First is just a cool edition of the Foundation Asimov. I thrifted. I hope whoever, whoever keeps it likes it. I think I will give it to Awesome because I think I have,
you do have one?
Two or three copies Sweet. Of Foundation. And I don't think you have any.
I don't have any, no.
So, and second is what I think is the best entry to Warhammer 40K. The Sifis Kane omnibus contains multiple stories, not too long, that give you a general feel of what the 40K universe is like. The main character isn't a poster boy, space marine, but I think just as cool. I really hope you guys give it a shot. The first story is just 20 pages, and it'll hook you way better than a standard 40-plus book series, Horus Heresy. That is probably where Coop wanted me to start. Mr. Victor Velasquez, new Discord lurker.
thank you very much, Victor.
Sure. I hope to see you at the... At the book club.
With Winter King. Yes,
you get
yes.
to say hi.
Yeah, don't lurk.
Lurk no longer.
Yes, look, don't lurk. Wait, that is, lurkers do look.
They do
No,
look.
Never mind. Engage.
Engage.
yes. That's sweet.
Give us an utterance.
But now...
But thank you very much.
Now we have the qualm of, do we listen to Coop, whose opinion we trust, or Victor, who gave these kind books to us and
I'll,
said, you know
I'll
what,
read really? The first story.
Okay, you'll read the first story.
I will commit to reading the first story this next month.
Okay, sweet. Sweet. We got to be careful. We do say that. We have to write down our commitments of that. Because sometimes it's very easy to forget. Okay.
It's so hard.
Chapter one of this, we got to read one of the ones that
So I have
Jared
committed
sent.
So far and, to reading this book.
Yep.
On War and the first story in War.
Don't forget one that Jared sent. And
No, I picked it.
Oh, you did?
Democracy.
Oh, yeah, that's
also,
right.
Also, I wanted to read this one.
This looks right up our alley, by the way.
This looks great,
yeah.
And I really want to read this.
This could be a fun one.
But I also want to
read
I
do very much trust his recommendations. I know it's going to be a thoughtful book when he recommends a book, so that'll be sweet. All right. So, any other updates? What do you got, Rich?
Petty ones? No.
Petty ones?
Oh. No.
Okay, I guess the channel update we have for this month, maybe we'll put this in the title and post, but Rich and I... We're going to be making a second channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the works. We're making now nothing.
Two channels.
Yeah, nothing's changing with this channel, but we're going to make a movie channel where we have a unique style for how we're going to go about it. We won't give away too much, but we're going to start watching some movies, and we're not going to have a schedule with it like we do with Two to Ramble. We're just going to post when we watch a movie we want to talk about, and then we'll do that. Mm-hmm. So we have a spot where it won't get into the book stuff or take away anything here, but a spot where we could just dish it out and have fun with that.
Yep. So you'll see that announcement fairly soon, the next couple weeks, roughly.
Two to Gamble, that's a good name. But no, it's not called Two to Gamble. It's we already took the account names, just in case. So we've got it ready to go. And no, Rumham, not a manga channel, unfortunately.
No,
so no, we're not aiming for success yet. we still want to hold ourselves back a little bit, you know? As soon as we do manga, though, you know, we will...
That is the sellout date. Yeah, that's when we're doing poorly. I've lost my job, debt. You know, I went to the casino a few too many times, and we got to pull out the manga channel.
Yes, and they're saying absolutely so hype for movie channel. Thank you, Elijah. He wants an Austin poker vlog. We love our poker.
We do love our poker.
Poker's amazing. And yes, the next step of the Tudor Ramble Empire. Yeah. and review Shrek. That's the first recommendation we have. You know what? Not a bad start. Not a bad start. And Chris says, Austin, drop that letterbox. I do have a letterbox, but I stopped using it because I just not been keeping up to date with letterbox. That's the other update we have. We are not far enough along to promise a date, but far enough along to say the Rambler rating website. Summertime. Think we can I'm not going to say hey it will drop summertime, but our best guess based on working with the developers is probably summertime release.
Yep.
That's fair to say. I don't want to commit to a date. I don't want to Patrick Rufus this, but I just want to say we're guessing summertime unless something goes wrong. Yeah. Are you stoked for that?
I am very excited.
Thing and the rating site, that's massive. These are two big things that obviously we're doing the movie thing because we watch movies not all the time. It's getting us to do it more.
I watch less movies. The movie channel will hopefully get you to watch more movies.
I'm a big cinephile, so I'm looking forward to that. But the rating site is something we've been in the works since we started this channel of our system, and just it's a thing we do on every review, but super excited for that.
Oh, and the format for how the videos will be structured, which I think is brilliant. All Austin's idea. He came up with an amazing idea for the structure of the new channel. I'm very excited to do it.
I am stoked, and it seems like people are saying, so Cuban asked, have you seen Sinners yet? And Crispy asked, have you guys watched Sinners? A lot of asking on cinema Sinners.
Yes.
We just watched it over the weekend, and maybe we'll do that for our first tutorial. I will say that movie was fantastic. That was a fantastic movie.
It was two movies. It's a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a masterpiece, but it was just really good by the end. I don't know. The ending for me kind of was like a little bit of a letdown, but yeah, it's still really good.
I loved it. It's a damn
good movie.
I think I liked it more than you, but yeah, I was blown away by the movie. It was near 5 stars. I would give it like a 4.75. Yeah. There's one thing I wanted in there. Actually, we should just talk about it because that.
Fine.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be one of the first.
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah. We'll do that on the channel. It's called Tutorial, everybody. But that is the channel name. We'll start posting that stuff. We don't know when that's going to be out exactly. We still have to talk out details and figure that out. But there will be a movie channel. We did miss an extra credit scene, by the way, which I looked up afterward.
We missed another one.
There was a final scene. Which I'll say, I don't want to spoil for anybody.
There
was it kind of wrapped it up in a different way.
A little bit better?
It added an element. I would say, yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It added an element. So, yes, that we will be doing that. Oh, God, I showed my feet again too early. It's so natural to try to put your foot on your leg. I can't keep them down the whole time. But those are some updates. Anything else, Rich, that you have? We can go to answering some questions otherwise.
Yeah, let's just go to questions.
Okay. Anybody want to toss out some questions? We got 10 minutes left until we have to go to the book club for Winter King. Coop said we watched the post-credit scene, Austin. No, Coop, there was a second one. There was a second post-credit scene that we did miss. And that's what I found out afterwards. So tell Rebecca, too. But by the way, Coop saw the movie with us as well, so that's why he's saying that. There is one other we missed. Look it up. You'll see what I mean, Coop. Then we have Crispy says, Austin, first review on the movie channel should be After Sun, shouldn't it? Crispy, you know me so well. After Sun is precious.
I haven't seen it yet. Oh, I'd be fine seeing it with you.
I'd love to watch it.
Okay.
It's not really a fun rewatch, though. It's not something I look forward to rewatching.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do I need to just like kind of watch it myself?
I'd still watch it with you, okay. Just to keep it fresh. But I'd do it for sure. Salty says, "What about Tudor Romp?" That's good. That's good. Cupid says, "You need slippers." I do need slippers. Yes, I need to get some slippers. I will do that. Samuel asks, "Top 3 Star Wars movies."
I mean,
4, 5, 6, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be. 5, 6.
Oh, in
five,
order?
Four, I mean, in five, order, four, six. 5, 4, 6, but that's the obvious answer.
I don't think they've been topped since. Some people say Rogue One over 6, generally speaking, but I'm also not the biggest Star Wars fan, so I think that the originals were obviously great, and since then have been trying to capture something. I also haven't seen Clone Wars, which people love. I haven't seen Andor, which people love. So all the things people do praise, I have not watched. Yeah. I watched stuff like Kenobi, which was awful. And then
that was one of the worst TV shows I've ever seen.
I watched that and go, wait, this Star Wars stuff isn't good. Then everyone tells me that I watched the bad thing. And then there's a good thing that I didn't watch. And I'm like, damn it, why'd I waste my time watching the bad thing? Yeah, it's a bad cycle.
I just kind of hope it dies and just people stop talking about it and then we can move on. There's other things out there.
Yes, Crispy, I did talk about it. I love After Sun. Solo is so good. it's good. I didn't like Solo very much at all, but you know, to each their own. Udi says, I'm watching Andor right now. It's kind of boring. Oh, I think that's a hot take because I've heard great things. Bookborn's recommended it to us specifically, yeah. And she really wanted us to watch it.
Bookborn liked it. Our friend Nick really liked it. So,
Obama says saying that Andor is peak, and is saying Andor's basically perfect. Wow, wow, very high praise.
I don't know. Let's stay away from Daredevil season 3 words here.
Perfection, right? Right. And we're getting more Andor praises. Good for those who like Rebels and Empire, but not Jedi and Sith. Okay. Interesting. But yeah, Star Wars, we're not huge into Star Wars content.
Yeah, no, I mean, I dropped off a long time ago of my interest in Star Wars, so.
I've been
it's
hearing.
It's fine, but it's just not a franchise I'm invested in anymore. It's kind of the same thing with, like, Doctor Who. Like, there's plenty of franchises that have just been gone off the rails, and I'm not going to put a lot of emotional weight into series that just don't please me anymore. And so Doctor Who used to be one of my favorite things, and now I don't care. Whatever they do, I don't care. Same thing with Star Wars, Star Trek. I mean, name a series that I used to love, and it's like, bye-bye. I don't care anymore. Do what you want. I'm going to cry in the corner for a time about you ruining my favorite thing, but then I'll move on to apathy.
That's actually an interesting question to maybe a whole pod episode on this, because a lot of the times when we don't, if you don't like a book,
mm-hmm.
and especially a series that people are praising, a lot of the times you'll look and go, oh, it must be a me problem. Or yeah, you'll ask the often. Question. You'll ask the question going, I must have missed something, wasn't there. But with those franchises, are you saying it's not a you problem, it's a them problem? I guess, how can you tell? What's the sign of it's them and not you? What's an easy way to tell?
It depends. Like, if you're the target audience and it doesn't land with you, and you're like, you see what it's going for and it fails at that. That's kind of, you have to ask yourself, what is this show going for?
What's it trying to accomplish
and does it fail at that?
Okay.
Is there the emotional scene that you're supposed to care? Does the twist work? Does, like, anything that they are attempting to do, does it succeed? And if it doesn't, it failed. Or it failed you. I don't know. Makes sense.
Q is saying, for Tutor Real, what's the opening John Williams song you will sing for the intro? I think that'd be a little funny.
Yeah, it could be.
What, go Interstellar, we could go...
Oh, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. No, that was someone else.
That was Hans Zimmer, wasn't it?
I think that's Hans Zimmer.
Was that? Because Hans
Zimmer.
I always mix those two up because they make all the movies that have good soundtracks. Hans did Lion King. He did everything. John Williams, he did Star Wars. He did. No, Hans also did Interstellar. I'm mixing them up completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Some John Williams score will do. Jurassic Park, that's one of them they're saying. Oh, what's the Jurassic Park theme? Why can't I think of it in my head right now?
When is the Ashes of Man review dropping?
I believe next week. I could actually double check that right now. Let's see. Yeah, that's episode 227, so that'll be up Monday. That is coming Monday. And then we have, a little sneak peek at episodes that I'm really looking forward to seeing how you all react. Episodes 229 and 230, which we already filmed. We have an episode dedicated of 10 hot takes that Richard has about books. Yep. Richard's 10 hot takes, and I agree or disagree with them, we discuss. Then we have another episode, 10 hot takes that I have on books, we agree or disagree and discuss. It's not, I like this book or dislike this book. It's
on
more
reading in general.
Reading, publishing.
Genres, the industry, and all that stuff.
Yes.
It went away. Did you click it off?
Oh, I did. Sorry, what did I? Oh, did you click that? I'm sorry.
Yes, that was me.
I thought I accidentally clicked.
Am I going to be joining the group doing a reread / conversation of the Wheel of Time? I would like to. I actually need to reach back out to Dick or Dan as well when we were doing our reviews, but I would like to. It's just,
you know what?
I have so many books to read. I have so many books to read. I just, it's hard for me to do more time for a reread, but yeah. You reading Fires of Heaven now?
I read the first sentence.
Of the books, you actually may like, the reason why I say you may like that one the most is it has the most, like, character moment, like big action scenes, character moments of consequence. A lot of, like, characters have to make hard decisions in that book.
Okay.
that's less backstory and world building and more stuff blows up, people die, and things like that.
I will one day, maybe. Yeah, no commitment. I can't commit.
Yeah.
But you can commit to Clash of Kings, right?
This month? Can we push it to the next month? Weren't we supposed to do Dunk and Egg instead?
Well, we should give Dunk and Egg a look.
I'd be fine with that.
Kraken says, don't do it. Read Milaz, and instead, gladly. Yes. I'll gladly do that. Some said that Austin holds the book, he's picking them up under the Christmas tree. And Scott says, are you cloning yourselves for the new channel? Yeah, we will be using completely AI. It won't actually be us.
That is true. We've decided that we don't have enough time, and so we're going to make the whole new channel with AI versions of ourselves. We're just going to go right into AI slop channels. That's the plan.
And Adam, don't give Rich any ideas. We're going to shut that one right down. All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, folks. Let's
Clash
click that
of
off.
Kings,
so we have, it's 4 o'clock. We got patrons to go to. Just talk over each other. But anything else, Rich?
Nah.
Yeah.
We'll continue talking, but that'll be on Patreon.
Yes.
For our book club. So if you're interested in joining something like that, click the link in the description below. I think it's in the description below.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. That's our live. We will see you next month on this live Monday episode of Ashes of Man, and we're going to go to the Discord now.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Let's see if this ending stream thing works.
Outro thing?
It probably never works, but we could try.
I'll click this.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.